Hello, I'm Nathan Schubert. Here is your news for Saturday, May 24th. New details emerged about the 2023 death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman during an extradition hearing on Thursday in the United Kingdom. According to a CBC report, testimony in Scotland and court filings provided more insight into what police believe happened. Bayshore Broadcasting News has not been able to review the court documents despite a request to the Scottish Courts and Tribunal Service for access to independently review them. According to the CBC report, there was a confrontation between Rahman and three other men over an unpaid $150 bill. Robert Evans, who now faces a manslaughter charge, allegedly punched Rahman in the face outside of his restaurant, causing him to fall backwards. Police found Rahman lying on the ground, seriously injured, when they responded to the incident. Two other men, Robert Busby Evans and Barry Evans, are charged with accessory after the fact. All three accused are apparently members of an Irish traveler community who were in Owen Sound for a number of days. Another preliminary hearing in the extradition process will be held next month. One person has died and another transported to a London hospital after a workplace incident in Chepstow. South Bruce OPP say at about 6 Friday morning, OPP, Bruce County Paramedic Services, and Brockton Fire and Emergency Services attended an address along Concession 6 of Greenock for a workplace incident. Police attended the scene and discovered that an individual was trapped under a concrete wall. As a result of the incident, a 37-year-old resident of Hanover was pronounced dead. Additionally, a 35-year-old resident of Erin Eldersley was injured and transported to a London area trauma center. The Ministry of Labour has been notified and will continue the investigation. West Grey is awarding an over $2.8 million contract to provide the new Rockwood Terrace long-term care facility with a storm sewer outlet. Council approved awarding the tender to Moorfield Excavating for the construction of South Street during its meeting on Tuesday. This comes as the new Rockwood Terrace long-term care facility is being redeveloped and addresses a flooding issue in Durham. Construction will be split into two phases. The first this year will stretch from Garafraxis Street to Countess Street, while next year's construction will be from Elgin Street to Garafraxis Street. The Township of Georgian Bluffs has appointed a new interim CAO. Brittany Drury will be assuming the role after Niall Lobley left the municipality to work as the deputy CAO for Gray County. Drury brings over 9 years of experience in senior leadership at Georgian Bluffs. She has worked on developing and delivering strategic initiatives in legislative services, finance, emergency management, and more. The township has begun the process for a permanent CAO. On to national news. A new poll suggests more than half of Canadians say they understand why Alberta might want to split from Canada, even if almost two-thirds say they don't want that to happen. According to media reports, the survey, which polled over 1,500 Canadians earlier this month, suggests 55% understand Alberta's desire for independence. This number went up to 70% for people living in Alberta. This comes after Alberta Premier Danielle Smith's government introduced a bill earlier this month to make it easier to launch a citizen-initiated referendum, including one separating from Canada. And the Canada Revenue Agency is cutting up to 280 permanent employees in response to fiscal constraints. According to media reports, the workforce changes will impact branches across the CRA, but the reductions will mainly impact employees in the National Capital Region, as well as some executive positions. Earlier this month, the Union of Taxation Employees announced that the Canada Revenue Agency won't renew contracts for more than 1,000 term workers across the country. Taking a look at sports, in the NHL Western Conference Finals, Edmonton beat Dallas 3-0, tying the series 1-1. And in MLB action, Toronto fell to Tampa Bay 3-1. You can find more sports over on the Grey Bruce Remax Realty Sports page.